Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
And welcome back, everyone, to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are joined today by Brian Pezin, the marketing manager at Contactually, who manages the organization's digital marketing strategies to grow, upsell, and onboard customers, as well as generating 20% revenue growth month over month. He also holds the title of being the first full-time hire in the Contactually organization. Now, before heading to Contactually, Brian was previously a product marketing intern at Twitter, marketing and biz dev intern at Wildfire, a digital media intern at Stanford, where he graduated with a BA in science, tech, and society, a self-designed concentration. Now, Brian joins us today to discuss how agents and brokers can effectively implement the Contactually CRM in their own companies to increase productivity while saving time and money in the process. So let's welcome Brian Pezin to the call as we join our host, Tim Harris.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Ventura, for that intro. And Brian, thank you for being my co-host for today's Real Estate Coaching Radio. So let's talk about CRMs. CRMs are taking a giant, hugely important in the industry. They always have been, but why is there so much focus on CRMs now? What's changed in like the last 5 to 7 years that's made the growth in agents' interest in CRMs so pronounced?
Well, I think a big part of it is, you know, people know that there's this huge pain point when it comes to engaging your existing contact database in order to build really strong relationships and generate business opportunities, which is at the core of any agent's business practices. I think what's really changed in the past 5 to 7 years is the technologies available to help agents do that. CRMs have really had a pretty negative connotation for the past several years because a lot of them are very clunky, they're very feature-heavy, difficult to set up, and even more difficult to use and make a habit. Fortunately, with the advent of new web technologies, CRMs are finally in a place where they're very approachable and digestible, even by individuals that don't have a ton of tech experience. So they can finally leverage these tools on an individual basis to start tapping into their existing contact database of people that already know and love them in order to generate business, which is something that's been very important to the real estate business for a really long time at this point.
Well, I assume realtors aren't your only market segment. I mean, what you're saying and what you've designed, obviously, what you guys have designed works really in any kind of industry that requires, you know, a database, which is every industry. So what makes Contactually unique in a market crowded by CRM systems?
So there are a couple of different things. First and foremost is just the ease of use. Like I said, you really don't have to have a lot of technical expertise to get Contactually up and running. We'll directly connect your email, social media platforms, and your mobile phone to do a variety of things. As far as actually managing your database, we'll automatically add people that you've communicated with over those three different platforms. Add new people to your database as you're getting in touch with them for the first time. Update the records automatically behind the scenes, for example, from changes that your contacts make to their social media profiles or to their email signatures. Dedupe contact databases, merge any duplicate listings to have one consolidated profile for a contact, and automatically track communications as well. And that last point is really important because by tracking communications, you and the platform will know exactly when you last spoke to your important prospects. This way you don't have to manually record any of that information and spend time doing that, which ultimately detracts from your ultimate business goals. Because we know exactly when you and your prospects last spoke, we can then remind you to follow up with them when we detect that you've gone too long without reaching out on your own accord. So a lot of the automation is helping you save a lot of time and effort in terms of actually managing your database. And then we're helping you build really strong organic relationships by reminding you to follow up with people at exactly the right time. We've also figured out that the secret sauce, so to speak, to generating referrals is the ability to communicate really personally with your contacts at scale. So we have a lot of features in-house that allow you to communicate in large volumes with people in your network without losing a lot of the personal touches that really make you you, and that get people to do business with you long-term and invest their time and energy into building a relationship with you and your business.
Okay, stop. So give me an example of what you just talked about.
In terms of what?
Like how you're staying in contact on a more personal level. So you're talking about an integration that's I'm writing questions down that, by the way, aren't the questions that we necessarily had prearranged, because you're saying a lot of stuff here that I think agents should really be focused on. But a couple things, and I'll go back to these two questions I wrote down, but I'm really curious. What I'm hearing you say is that this isn't just a CRM in the sense that it's not just like a database. This is a CRM in the sense that you guys are integrated with all the social networks. You guys are then, I assume that somehow when someone's entered into contractually, the system will then monitor that person's social network status on Twitter, on Facebook, on whatever else, and any new updates that person makes then automatically gets updated within your personal contractually database. So if, you know, Bill Smith is in there and Bill Smith is updating his Facebook status that he got a new job or whatever, then it automatically updates that information inside the database. So it's not just a database in the sense of names, emails, addresses, and phone numbers. It's a database in the sense you're almost having like these little mini stalker profiles on all these people that are in your database. Am I overstating it, or is that really how it works?
Nope, I think you pretty much hit the nail on the head. And for lack of a better term, that's exactly what we're trying to do. I can go ahead and walk through a case example. So let's pretend that I meet someone at an open house named John Smith. And after the open house is over, I want to make sure that I get John into my database and I'm following up with him on a regular basis. So all I would need to do to get John into my database is either shoot him an email or connect with him on Facebook or LinkedIn. Just by doing that, contactually is going to recognize that John Smith isn't yet in my database, and it's going to go ahead and add him for me automatically. Once John's in my database, contactually will use a combination of his name and email addresses to go ahead and find additional social profiles for him on the web. So we integrate with Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, so we'll do our best to find those first. And then we can also find other social profiles on networks like Vimeo, Google+, Foursquare, YouTube, and more. Once we identify those social networks, we can actually parse through some of the data, like job title and company, location, so on and so forth, and bring that information directly into your contact database so that you automatically have all of this contact data available for this person, so that when it comes to reach out, you have additional personal points to reference, and so that you also have different mediums to choose from when it comes time to get in touch. Now, let's
In other words, you could contact them through Facebook or Twitter, but also from what you're describing, you will also now know if you have through LinkedIn or Facebook, you'll also know what other sort of social connections you have with this person. So John Smith goes from just being a name to all of a sudden it turns out John Smith is in the same, you know, bowling group as your cousin, something like that. So that's what you're offering here. It's not just, again, a database. It's a database that has all kinds of functionality. So when you follow up with this person, you've got this ridiculous, like, CIA-level profile on him, and it's not just a cold call in the traditional sense. It's a follow-up call where you have all this backstory on them. That's pretty incredible.
Yep, that's, you hit the nail on the head. At the end of the day, what we're really trying to do is just get as much data and information about the most important people in your network in one central online database, in one consolidated profile. So this way you're going to have all that information available at the tip of your fingers wherever you are, and you're not going to have to go ahead and search across a wide variety of platforms in order to find out what's ultimately important to you at that time.
That's really cool. So you could also then obviously use this for new incoming leads. So if you're doing, you're doing your own lead generation, you know, people are registering on a landing page and maybe they're just giving you an email address. If that landing page is then linked up with contractually from that email address, assuming it's the same email address they used on their social networks, then you guys will populate the rest of the information about the person. So it just goes from having a name and an email address to now you have this almost like this really ridiculously detailed profile depending on what their exposure is on social networks, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and we'll even go a step further, and if we find social profiles on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and you're not connected with that person, we provide really easy one-click links so that you can go ahead and connect with that person over those different mediums. And this is really useful.
So there's a lot of agents buying leads. Listeners, I apologize. There's a funky delay today, so just bear with us here. But there's obviously a lot of agents buying leads. You know, they've been buying leads now. The sort of buying leads trend started about 7-8 years ago. And what you're allowing agents to do is you guys are integrated with some of the big lead buying sources too as well, correct?
Correct. We have a lead capture tool within Contactually. So if you're buying leads from some of the more popular sources like Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com, Homes.com, so on and so forth, our lead capture tool makes sure that whenever that lead email hits your inbox, that it ends up into your Contactually database. So the tool will recognize that one of those sources sent you a lead. It'll go ahead and create a contact profile for that person along with any of the other information that's included in that lead email. It'll upload that lead directly to Contactually. And then what you'll do beforehand is set a categorization rule. So you'll have the lead capture tool instantly put that person into a particular contact category. So you could create a category like Zillow leads, or Trulia leads, Realtor.com leads. So this way you have all of these people automatically categorized as soon as they're added to your database.
Yeah, that's very cool. I love it. I mean, I would love to have had this one back when Julie and I sold real estate. So let's talk a little bit about the follow-up. You guys said your system is set to remind people if your system thinks that they've gone too long between contacts. Tell me more about that.
Sure. So when you get started with Contactually, you'll directly connect your email and social media platforms to our platform at the server level. You'll also download our mobile applications, which will help track calls and texts. So by directly connecting your email and social media profiles, we track all of your communications for you. So this way you and the platform know exactly when you last spoke to an important prospect. Now, what you'll do in your database is you'll create a system of buckets, which is what we call our contact categories. And for the most important buckets that you have, you're going to set a follow-up reminder frequency. So you could have rules like follow up with my hot leads every 3 days, my referral sources every 90 days, my past buyers or sellers every 120 days. So this is your way of telling Contactually which of your relationships are important and which of them to track. Because we're tracking your communications on an individual basis and know when you last spoke, we can then automatically prompt you to reconnect with that person when you've gone beyond that specified time threshold without reaching out. So we're going to take that group rule and apply it to each individual in that bucket. And then after that specified time period, if you haven't reached out to someone, you'll get an automatic follow-up reminder letting you know that this relationship is about to fall off of your radar if you don't act on it and follow up with that person in the very near future.
So if an agent, my mind is going a bunch of different ways. So you could build, in essence, using traditional ways to describe this, you could build a follow-up campaign depending on what bucket that they're in that's custom just for the folks in that bucket, right? And Contractually it's going to send a reminder, okay, you know, you told us that these are seller leads and that you want to call them every week, so here's your reminder. And do I have it right so far?
Exactly. I guess the biggest point that I want to hit is that instead of static calendar reminders, like instead of reminding you to follow up with someone on the 7th, the 14th, the 21st of the month, we're going to use that last point of contact as the starting point for how many days in the future you should contact that person. So if I talked to someone yesterday and I have a 30-day follow-up reminder for that person, Contactually is not going to remind me until I've gone a full 30 days without following up with them. And that's a pretty different approach than what you might see for people that are using, tools like Outlook, Excel, calendars, et cetera, to manage their follow-up outreach.
So do you guys integrate, in some cases agents are going to want to like do not just phone calls, but they're going to want to maybe have a system where an email goes out and then a letter goes out and then a card goes out and, there's a lot of very complicated, in my opinion, incredibly way too complicated follow-up systems, but a lot of agents do this. Do you guys have some sort of integrate those types of systems into your system, into Contactually?
So we don't have any phone or direct mail integrations in our system right now, but we do have a feature called Programs, which can help with this. So Programs are Contactually's take on drip campaigns, but in addition to just sending out templated emails, you can also do things like add or follow someone on social media, simply get reminded to follow up with them or give them a call, or create custom tasks, like send out a postcard, send out a calendar, send out a letter. And all of these events are going to happen at pre-designated time intervals. So you'll have something like step one, send out thanks for connecting email template. 12 days later, step two, get a reminder to send out a postcard.
Okay. So if I'm using a third-party system like Happy Grasshopper or something else that basically is designed, you know, you're probably familiar with them, and they have this really, you know, clever email campaign that I'm stunned and amazed. I'm on all these different agents' email campaigns for Happy Grasshoppers, and the emails always make it to my inbox, and I almost always open them because I don't realize that they're basically just canned, you know, pre-programmed emails, but they work really, really well, and we suggest all of our coaching clients seriously consider using them. So is it possible that when I enter in, you know, Bob Smith into my system, maybe I met Bob at an open house, into contractually, would that integrate somehow with these third-party companies that would send them Bob's information so that they can start emailing him, you know, put him in that campaign? How would I do that from an agent's perspective?
So if, you know, so we don't have native integrations with Happy Grasshopper, but you could use a tool like Zapier to connect the two.
Okay.
If whatever tools you're using for outreach use your personal email server in order to send those messages, then Contactually is going to be able to track them regardless of where it's sending from. However, if, and this is the case for a lot of email marketing providers, they're using their own email servers, then Contactually is not going to be able to track it. So we'd recommend using a tool like Zapier to connect the two, and also just evaluate, you know, when you're using these different types of tools for different stages in the buying cycle. Happy Grasshopper, for example, they're a great company, really, really smart and great people. But Happy Grasshopper is a really effective tool for cold leads, you know, just to make sure that people don't totally forget who you are, that you're, you know, building that relationship to the best of your degree. Where Contactually would really step in would be after someone has responded to one of those emails and said, you know, or have somehow indicated that they're interested in working with you long term. Then Contactually can kind of take over, make sure that you're building the relationship and are advancing it to the point where you're going to be able to close that deal down the road.
Exactly. Okay, that's cool. So there is a little bit of, some agents are going to have to, depending on what, if they're using, you know, third-party companies, they're going to have to, you know, figure out how to, you know, make that work. But at the end of the day, you guys are 99% there for most of these agents. How would an agent integrate this into their website? Because a lot of agents are doing rudimentary lead capture on their websites. I'm sure you're familiar with all the different things agents are doing. What would be the best way to use Contactually for that?
So, again, I'll stress the importance of using Zapier. We have a lot of agents that are using forms and things on their websites in order to collect lead information. We don't integrate with any websites directly outside of a couple of MLS providers and the lead capture tools that I mentioned before. So for agents that have their own system set up, they'll either need to take advantage of Zapier and make sure that those forms or whatever they're using to capture their leads can connect to Contactually via Zapier, which I think of as an integration middleman. Or you could take a manual approach to it, which would just be collecting all of those leads in a spreadsheet and uploading them into your database that way.
That's right. And so if someone has an existing database in another CRM, or maybe they're just doing it old school and they have it on, you know, Outlook or Gmail or whatever, how would someone take all that data and then load it up to you guys? How would that work?
So it depends on what they're using. If they're using Gmail and Google Contacts, we have a bidirectional integration with Google Contacts to get all of your contact information over to Contactually and then back to Google Contacts as well. For our clients that have their emails directly connected at the server level, we'll automatically build their database for them based on the people that they've emailed over about the past year. We'll automatically import Facebook friends and LinkedIn connections. For people that are using Outlook for Windows, we have a nice plugin that'll help sync contact data from Outlook to Contactually. And then for those people who are using a CRM or other database that we don't integrate with, you can either export and import as a CSV or Excel spreadsheet, or again, use Zapier to connect the two tools and make sure that the contact data is feeding into Contactually.
Okay, so listeners, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk with Brian about how to integrate this for those of you who have small teams or brokerages and how you can basically use Contactually for lead sharing. I'm interested to know how Brian's got the system set up for that, so we'll talk about that when we come back from our brief commercial break.
Are you ready for 2015? Do you have a plan in place to make it your best year ever, or are you still struggling in your career and waiting for your ship to come in? You can make this your best year ever, but only if you take control of your career and create an action plan for success. Join thousands of top producing agents across the nation who have turned to Tim and Julie Harris Real Estate Coaching to help them achieve top producing production and performance. Coaching works, and that's a fact. 10% of agents complete an amazing 90% of all transactions because they have a coach. Coaching and training is a critical part of a successful real estate career, but don't just take our word for it. Here's what Steve Brown, the president of the National Association of Realtors, had to say.
Well, I'll tell you why it's critical. There are some brokers who, when they hire indiscriminately. They just don't even look at the training, or they don't provide the training and the education that a new agent needs in the marketplace. As a real estate agent, you've got to associate yourself with a firm that's dedicated to your professionalism and your growth, and then the services like a personal coach, like Tim, you, and Julie do. There are very few real estate people like you so personally and passionately involved in our industry. And thank you for what you do for our industry. Both of you are a wonderful voice for all that's best in the realtor organization in our industry. So I thank you.
If you want the production and performance that comes with being a top producer, then you need a coach. Not just any coach, but the leaders in coaching today. Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. We provide you with industry-leading one-on-one coaching with a trained professional coach, along with all the lead generation systems, scripts, presentations, team building, and business planning tools you need to dominate your local real estate market. We offer affordable pricing with no long-term contracts, and our entire coaching staff are trained, professional agents with top-producing track records. Take action and visit us at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to schedule your free coaching call with a trained real estate professional. There's no risk and no obligation, just a free, personal one-on-one call with a trained professional coach. Join the elite 10% of agents who make all the difference in today's marketplace. Visit freecoachingcallsforagents.com to get started. Again, that's freecoachingcallsforagents.com.
Okay, we're back. So, Brian, I have a real estate team, let's say, and I have three or four agents that work for me in their various roles, and let's call them buyer agents, and how would contractually benefit me? And this question, guys, also scales to if you're a broker, you know, that type of thing. You know, while you guys who are brokers that are spending money generating leads for your agents and you're selling leads to your agents for referral fees, would contractually still match my business model? Brian? Brian, is Brian unmuted?
I'm here.
Okay, did you hear the question?
Can you repeat it for me one more time?
No worries. So if you're, let's say I have a real estate team or I'm a real estate broker, how would your service work for me? How would that how would contractually benefit, like for example, if I wanted to share leads with agents or refer leads to agents, how would that work?
Sure. So what you can do is if you have if you have a team and you have a primary point person that's collecting all of those leads, that person can then go ahead and assign leads to team members after you've created a team on contactually. And by assigning a lead to a team member, you're ensuring that only that person is going to receive follow-up reminders for that team or for that lead. So it creates a real sense of relationship ownership. What you're going to be able to do as far as teams on contactually is share contacts and communications with one another. So after you share your team or after you create your team, each individual person will go ahead and choose which buckets of contacts they want to share with the team. And it's a two-part permissioning process. So the first part is going to be sharing the contact data. So that's going to give everyone access to the contact profile, name, email addresses, phone number, so on and so forth. And then second part is sharing the communications. So this way, you're going to be able to see what each agent is talking about with these potential customers, make sure that they're hitting the right talking points, can adjust them if need be, and it also helps to ensure that two people aren't communicating with the same person, and that, like I said before, there really is that sense of relationship ownership.
Well, and you, it contractually is built so that obviously the follow-up notes and conversations and whatnot could all be stored in one place, so that if the broker or the team leader wanted to know what was going on with that specific lead that they spent money to generate, they can just log in and kind of see what their agents are doing as far as their lead follow-up or lack of lead follow-up or whatnot. So that's pretty cool. I like that. You know, so how many, like, if I was a brokerage with, say, 100 agents, would this still be something I could, and I was, again, I was spending money or I was doing some lead generation on behalf of the agents, is this, how big can this scale?
So right now we work best with small to medium-sized teams. That being said, we are bringing on some larger teams right now. It's a really big focus on our engineering team right now to develop the best team solution, especially when it comes to agents and brokers in real estate. So while we've seen a lot of proven success with small to medium-sized teams, we're working with those larger teams right now to make sure that everything goes smoothly.
So if you don't mind, let's have a conversation about how you guys differ from some of the other options that agents have out there. Though, to be honest with you, I can see that even though you guys are in the CRM bucket, the service that you're providing is not, I mean, it's kind of unique in that you guys are going more deep. You're kind of doing a deep dive as far as getting profile information and, you know, you're getting, like I said, stalker-grade information on a lot of these prospects, and that could be massively powerful when, you know, doing lead follow-up or whatnot. You know, I'm just thinking in my head as I was saying, if I was, like, doing follow-up with a past client and I hadn't called that past client in, like, a month or 2 months, or some of you guys haven't called them, like, 10 years, you know, and you're using contactually, and now you can just basically have all that past client's information from Twitter, Facebook, you know, LinkedIn. You know exactly what's going on with them. So it's not such an awkward, you know, moment of discomfort when you reconnect with them because you've gathered all that information, whereas, sure, you could have done it all manually before, going on to all the profiles and reading all their status updates and whatnot, but contactually makes that all that information in one place. I really like that. I think that could be, you know, that would help a lot of you, I think, overcome your fear of contacting your past clients when so many of you haven't been. That's like the number one sin that agents commit. Well, I'd say number two after fast lead follow-up is not staying in contact with their centers of influence and past clients. So this is a way for them to psychologically get around that. I like that. So how does this work, like, in comparison to, say, the big monster companies like Salesforce and some of the smaller ones? I mean, other than what we talked about, I mean, what would be the pluses and minuses of contactually as a CRM versus these other companies?
So if you're looking at a tool like Salesforce, Salesforce is really a behemoth of a platform. It's very large, it's very expensive, requires a lot of, you know, people that really know what they're doing in order to get it up and running, and it's going to require a lot of maintenance and upkeep as well. Contactually is a lot more user-friendly. It's a lot more approachable. Individuals are going to be able to get it up and running by themselves. And at the end of the day, we really focus on helping professionals build strong relationships with the key people in their network. And we don't try to, you know, water that down or dilute that by adding, you know, a bunch of different features that people aren't ultimately going to use. So we have, you know, a very strict a pretty specific focus, which is building strong relationships and helping people capitalize on the business benefits that come with those strong relationships. If you're looking at some of the, you know, some of the more, I would say, like CRM 2.0 players, the biggest things are just going to – the biggest selling points for contactually are going to be the automation of everything. So just the ability to automatically gather all that contact data, track communications, generate those follow-up reminders, so on and so forth. And we've seen that contactually can help professionals save about 40% of the time that they previously spent on managing their database manually, which they can then allocate to things that are more important when it comes to actually building their business. The second thing is just that we've really figured out that the secret to generating referrals is the ability to follow up with your contacts meaningfully at scale. And we have a lot of features from email templates to a content curation and distributing tool to an intro maker tool, which is a great way to add value to your network, to programs, which really help to automate and expedite these processes without losing the personal touch. And that's something that a lot of our competitors haven't quite capitalized on yet.
Well, I mean, you guys are focused on that long-term, you know, relationship building, and I really appreciate that. That's really what real estate's all about. And I also like what you said there, Brian. You know, it's funny, we use Infusionsoft to run our coaching business. You know, we have thousands and thousands of coaching clients, and, you know, Infusionsoft it's not the easiest system in the world to work with, and I understand that Salesforce is even more complicated. nothing wrong with that, but the reality of it is I should have known that Infusionsoft was that complicated a few years ago when we started using them. When I Googled their name and I saw that there are all these cottage industries of people that basically are offering a, set up, you contract with this company so they can take care of all the heavy lifting of getting your Infusionsoft set up. That's not something an agent's ever going to do. You know, did I just say Confusionsoft? That was must have been a Freudian slip. But you know, the reality of it is that if it's simple, agents will do it. And if it's not, they just won't have the time. And you guys seem to have made this so that any agent can sit down. I'm sure you guys have a great customer support system in place, but they can sit down and they can start using the system without having to hire a contractor to set it all up for them. And guys, let's be honest. If the system's too complicated, if there's too many screens to go through, if there's too many windows you have to open and close and integrate this and integrate that, you're never going to use it. So, I mean, Brian, if they wanted to reach out to you guys, I mean, obviously we're including links in the emails you guys are getting in the show description from today. But if they wanted more information, they could just go to the website, right?
Absolutely. You can go to contactually.com. That's contactually.com. And Tim will give you guys some links and additional information if you're looking to get up and running. We do have a great support team. We also have a really talented team of relationship management advisors as well as customer success experts to help people out during their trial period and then after the fact to make sure that they're able to use the tool to the best of their ability and are really able to achieve the goals that they set out to hit with Contactually.
Well, fantastic. So, Brian, I really appreciate you being our co-host and our special guest today. It was great getting to know about the product. And for some of you, this is what you've been looking for. There's no doubt. A lot of you guys who've been on the fence, you know, Brian, it's probably one of the top, I guess, five questions we get is, should I be using a CRM? Which CRM should I be using? So I can see there is a huge, ridiculous amount of interest in CRMs, because agents are getting leads from so many different sources. They're neglecting their centers of influence and past clients. It's all very overwhelming. I appreciate the fact that you guys have identified that and you're really trying to make it a one-stop shop. And you know, for that, I appreciate it. So listeners, there you go. Contactually, check it out. There's going to be links, or there are links in today's show description. Go to Contactually, see if it's a match for you. It sounds like, Brian, you guys do have, it sounds like a free trial of some variety. Is that right? Did I hear that right?
Yep. So just make sure to sign up using the links that Tim provided in the show description, and you'll get a free 30-day trial. And that'll give you access to all of our features, and you'll be able to capitalize on the benefits that come with using those.
There you go. That couldn't be more simple than that. We do the same thing, you know. I mean, you guys can try it free, and if it's a match for what you're trying to accomplish, great. And if not, well, then at least you tried. So in the meantime, listeners, remember, if you need any help, if you need any help getting ready for next year, you're completing your business plan, deciding that you're finally going to make the most of this new real estate boom, go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Go back and listen to the past couple weeks of radio shows that we've provided, a lot of great information on getting your mindset in order and your business plan done so you can be ready. Guys, really 60 days away from 2015, I can hardly believe it. If there's anything we can do for you, as always, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Or just go to our main website, timandjulieharris.com. Brian, thank you very much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on the show, Tim. It was great talking to you.
Very good. And everyone else, we'll talk with you on the radio on Monday.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.